First session on Senate Bill 99. Senator George?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that we refer Senate Bill 99 to rules without recommendation.
Senator George moves that Senate Bill 99 is referred to rules without recommendation. Discussion?
Are they going to work this bill?
I'm not sure, Madam Chair. It's just going to be sort of relating files, and maybe somebody can use it during the course of the session later. That's what I know.
Have they moved people off a roll?
No.
That wasn't a change.
Any further?
How much support this right here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let me wait 1 second.
Okay, Mr. Powell.
It's got a very broad relating clause.
Relating clause is related to land use.
Just land use process.
Is it going to be changed to a referral?
Not that I believe.
Well, I sure don't have anything in here beforehand. All right, I will give you a courtesy vote, but I reserve...
You're a very courteous person.
I reserve the right to vote no and speak against the bill.
I don't think you'll see the bill. Okay. Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. This plan is referred to rules. Close the work session on 99, open the work session on Senate Bill 299. Let's go through to judiciary.
Can we do the same thing to refer to judiciary?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator.
I move to refer Senate Bill 299 to judiciary without recommendation.
Senator George moves to send Senate Bill 299 to judiciary without recommendation. Discussion? Objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Thanks very much. Close the work session on 299.
Just a second. Wait a minute. But I know it's done. Is that the Springfield one?
Yeah.
Why are we moving?
Because we've got to find out if they have to have that legislation in order to even start condemnation proceedings. I can't tell you. Neil has dealt with condemnations before and adjudication. I know. I don't want to know who to do that, but I had to do it because they have to have, the cities have to have the right to get
They have to have any recommendations.
Would people know you just did this?
I don't think so.
They said it without recommendation.
Well, right. That's not the committee where the gun bill came out of?
Well, where's Mr. Wyatt? What's this other 2484? We're going to open the work session on House Bill 2484. And there are Ganesh A-8 amendments.
Mr. Chair, the Committee on Water and Land Use sent House Bill 2484A and gross to the floor with due pass recommendation as amended. No opposition in committee. It was pulled from the floor after a conversation between interested parties where there was discovered to be some procedural issues in the bill. The A8 amendments fixed those procedural issues that the state agency involved had with the bill.
Mr. Remy, are you folks okay with the amendments on this bill? You okay? Okay.
I'm okay with what I turned in. I have to be okay.
Yeah. Okay. The chair will move the -8 amendments to the House Bill 2484. Any objections? Any discussions? Hearing none, so ordered. And I would move House Bill 2484 as amended due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, clerk, call the roll, please.
Senator Clarkson, Senator George.
Aye.
Senator Shannon.
Oh, aye.
Chair Wild, Chair Turner. Chair Wild, House Bill 2484 is moved to Council floor. The pass recommendation with Chair O'Carroll. Close the work session on 2484 and waiting for Senator Wild. If he isn't here too much, we're going to adjourn the committee. House Bill 2406. Where are you in? Explain to us what 2406 is, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2406 extends the sunset of collaborative regional problem solving on land use pilot program to June 2001. We have two amendments before us, Mr. Chair, and then a conceptual amendment from DLCD that we had spoken about.
For the record, I've had some problems with regional problem solving, whatever, there's a substantial financial impact to the state of Oregon. And I still have some concerns about that. So we're going to address the issue and see if the committee is willing to pass this thing out. So why don't you deal with the first amendments that you have, and we'll see where we go from there.
If that's Chair, members of the committee, the first amendment is the -A2 amendment to House Bill 2406. And what it does is it adds an emergency clause to the bill, making it effective upon its passage.
Okay.
The second amendment.
No, let's move or consider moving the A2. Senator George?
Move A2 to
2406. Senator George moves the -A2 amendment to House Bill 2406. Discussion? Objections? Senator Wild, I apologize, I just walked in, but the A2 is just the emergency clause.
Right.
Takes passage. Are you okay with that?
There's a big one.
Yeah. Hearing on full order, the A2s are accepted. Ray, what's the next issue?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the next set of amendments are the -A3s to House Bill 2406. And what the -A3s do is it declares a policy statement that the Legislative Assembly finds that the state of Oregon, it's advantageous to the state of Oregon to distinguish among rural lands based on soil types, climate capabilities, different uses in agricultural and forest zones, historical current use and parcelization. It allows the Department of Land Conservation and Development to conduct an inventory of rural lands throughout the state, and it allows the department to write rules to go ahead and allow or govern this mapping.
This has a fiscal impact, so would subsequently be referred to Ways and Means. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair, that is correct.
Okay. Senator George, move the A3s?
Yes, I'll move the A3s.
Senator George moves the A3 amendments to House Bill 2406. Any objections? Any discussion? Hearing none, so ordered. A3s are accepted. Today is also another
yes, issue. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we have a conceptual amendment to House Bill 2406. In speaking to interested parties and the Department of Land Conservation Development, this conceptual amendment is to extend the sunset on the regional problem solving to 4 years, where the current bill reads 2 years.
Okay. And for the edification of the committee, this was cleared with the council, let's say council a moment ago, in order for us to do this, so this can be identified. Any objections to the conceptual amendment that would extend the sunset date to the year 2001? No, 2003. Right. Correct. 2003.
As you said, 2000.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
2000.
Hearing none. Forward. That's it.
That's it.
Senator George.
Uh-huh.
Move the bill to Ways and Means.
I would like, Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 2406 is amended to Ways and Means.
Senator George moves.
Recommendation, or do we do that?
Recommendation, Senator
okay.
George. Senator George moves House Bill 2406 as amended to Ways and Means with recommendation. Discussion. Objection. Hearing none, clerk, call the roll, please.
Senator Brady.
Aye.
Senator
George. Aye.
Senator Sherman.
Brady.
Aye.
Sure. That's okay. Let me pause for a moment. You want to call the Senator Brady's name again, please?
Senator Brady? It's the line.
Let me see if the vote's quiet.
For clarification, the chair is aye. House Bill 2406 is amended to pass through Ways and Means.
Yes.
Those are okay. 2406. Thank you.
Yes,
you did. Thank you. Let's hear it. We're adjourned.
No more bills.